Michigan State Senator Rick Jones. Rick, how are you?
Good morning. Very good.
Thanks for coming on the program. We had Representative Mark Meadows on the program yesterday, and he was criticizing a new MDOT supported order to raise the speed limit along a stretch of East Grand River and East Lansing. He thought that your support for this was unwarranted, and I know you wanted to respond.
Yes, yesterday on several programs, Representative Meadows made several assertions. He said that the MDOT had used junk science and that the city of East Lansing had a gentleman's agreement that the speed would be 25. Well, you know, in first place, 100% of the state departments use the scientific system. It has been proven over and over for decades that if you properly post the speed limit, you have less accidents. If you underpost the speed limit, you have more accidents. So it is not junk science. It's science that is supported all over the country. And he asserted on another program, well, they only write about 4 tickets a day out there. Well, remember, this is just one little section of road in East Lansing, not the entire city. Well, if they wrote 4 tickets a day in this one little spot, that would be, in the last 5 years, when this should have been fixed, it would be over 7,000 people that got a ticket that shouldn't get one. At the minimum fine, that would be about $1 million that was collected from people that shouldn't have had to pay these fines. And remember, if you get a ticket, you not only pay the fine, for the next 3 years, your auto insurance goes up. So I think this is a speed trap that's been closed. And I commend MDOT for finally doing the right thing.
All right, if I'm riding a bike there, walking my kids in a residential area where the speed limit's 35, you know people are going to tap that up to about 40. That would make me nervous.
It's not a residential area. It's a state trunk line, and there happens to be a few houses along this. I understand that, but if you're walking on the sidewalk, there's no hazard. There is a bike lane there if somebody wants to ride a bike there. Seems pretty reasonable. In fact, the scientific study showed that the speed could be 39 and be totally safe. And of course, you would post it at the next level down.
Should communities be deciding what their speed limits are?
No, they should follow the 2006 law, Public Act 85, that said every community should post proper speed limits, scientific, not create little speed trap zones, because when that happens, they generate a lot of revenue they shouldn't generate, and this should not be a cash cow. It should be the appropriate speed. Remember, we want to be known as pure Michigan, where tourists, you know, come and visit and spend their money, not speed trap Michigan.
Now, you know, Rick, folks are going to say, now, why is this politician getting involved with local issues? This is an issue that should be handled locally.
It's not a local issue at all. If you have a community that's not following the law of 2006, then you know they're harming citizens that are driving through this area. And another thing that happened yesterday, former commander of the state police, Mike Knopf, senator from Battle Creek, and I introduced a bill mandating that every community follow this 2006 law that was designed to make sure there were no speed traps in Michigan.
Senator, I wanted to ask you about House Bill 5002. It would change current worker compensation legislation by decreasing the standards used to appoint magistrates, increasing the amount of time an employer can dictate where a worker receives care, and expanding the definition of wage earning capacity to include not only the employee's past wage earning history, but also virtual wages that could be earned at some other job or occupation. What's your stance on this bill?
You know, I want to see the bill as it comes over to the Senate and study it very carefully before I take a final stand. But I will say that in the areas of worker compensation and unemployment, there have been abuses for years in Michigan, and I've heard from many small businesses that have had terrible problems with abuse of the system.
I wanted to ask you about another bill. Senate Democrats have condemned Republicans for gutting a supposed anti-bullying bill, and I'm reading from the Democratic press release here, a bill that passed out of committee with bipartisan support, turning the legislation that gives students a license to bully. What do you think about Senate Bill 137?
Well, Senate Bill 37 is my bill, and my goal is to make sure every school in Michigan has a bullying policy. And every school could write their own. We're not mandating, you know, exactly how their policy has to be. But according to school counselors, some 20 to 25% of schools in Michigan have no policy. So that was my goal in writing the bill. Now, it's gone through several versions. You know, it goes through the process. I'm sure as it gets over to the House, it'll go through several more versions. Well, they objected to one section in there that said, of course, this would not violate the First Amendment rights of anybody. And that was put in there in case a student was in speech class or English class up doing a report and they mentioned something about their religion, that they wouldn't be thrown out of school. You know, bullying is when one student bullies another student, and we certainly want to prevent that, but nobody wants to violate free speech rights of a child that's given a speech in class.
So you don't think that this bill leaves a way out, if you will, for some bullying to occur without any consequences?
In my opinion, this bill does not allow a child to bully another student. It simply asserted about the First Amendment rights of a child. And by the way, a number of people that attack this are running for Congress, and they saw this as an opportunity to play to their base. Some of them on the other side of the aisle are even running against each other for Congress.
All right, and finally, Senator, wanted to ask you, I don't know if you heard the story about Gabe Corbett. He was a 14-year-old freshman at Williamston High School. He died last week after a partial wall at the high school locker room collapsed on him. We talked with Irvin Polk, who's the director of the Michigan Bureau of Construction Codes, and he told me that there's no law in the books that requires regular inspections of schools. So we talked with Michigan State Senator Hoonyoung Hopgood, and he said he would look into this issue. What do you think about this? Should there be a law on the books which requires school buildings to be inspected?
I heard that program on your show. I certainly have a great deal of sympathy for the parents of the child that was lost, and I would support ongoing investigation and a new law that required schools be inspected for safety.
Well, I think if a new law was enacted and the family gave its blessing, it would be a very good thing if we could call that the Gabe Corbett bill. It seems to me if we inspect buses and teachers go through the rigors of making sure that they're competent, that we should make sure that the buildings our kids are in every day should be in order.
Absolutely. If a child goes to a school, the school must be safe.
All right. Thanks, Senator, for your time. Appreciate you.
Okay.